As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We've got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Memorial Day, Decoration Day, May the 31st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always news, not so much good news, but news indeed, hard facts and workable solutions. If you can't remember the last time you experience the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and internationally around America and around the world. You can call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are also welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Got a lot of email traffic over the weekend. Thank you for that. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout-out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis in Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains, again, throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. The contact information, our show archives, and so much more are available at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. All major U.S. markets this morning are closed as they observe Memorial Day. But we'll have a market report nonetheless. Precious metals continue to traverse a narrow band. The spot market is open. Israel draws innocent blood to tax relief vessels. We're going to talk about that horrific thing today. John Stuart Mill, of course, on representative government. We'll take your calls. So much, much more on the market, on the browser and on my radio table here for this morning. Let's go to that market report. Again, all the major markets in the United States are closed, but the spot market and some of the others are still open. Let's go into that report for Monday, Moonday, May the 31st, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading up 30 cents at $1,214.60. Silver up 13 cents at $18.50 an ounce. Platinum up 22 bucks at $1,567, and palladium up 7 at $464 a troy ounce. The lows and highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, a narrow band, $1,210.50 for a low, $1,217.10 for a high. But at $1,214.60, your gold is up year to year, $235 an ounce, for a 23.99% return on your investment. The boys in London never sleep. Well, they did sleep. They went to sleep this morning. But on Friday, they set the gold fix at 1,214. You can see here it is this Monday morning. We're 68 cents above that. Isn't it amazing what the influence of the London Bullion Market Association has on the gold market? The SPDR gold shares this morning remains unchanged at 1,267.93 tons, valued on State Street of $49.2 billion. We'll be back.
A Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, Memorial Day, Decoration Day, May the 31st, last day of May 2001, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out that market report for this morning. Of course, the major markets are all closed in the United States today in observance of Memorial Day, Decoration Day. We'll talk about that in a moment. Let's close out that market report. Again, we find gold trading up. The spot markets are wide open and running. Gold market, gold was up 30 cents this morning at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time at $1,214.60. Silver was up 13 cents at $18.50. Platinum was up 22 bucks at 1,567, and palladium up 7 at $464 a troy ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 122 on Friday to down to 10,137. The Nasdaq likewise closed down 21 on Friday to 2,257, and the S&P 500 closed down equally 14 at 1,000 and change. The crude oil this morning is up 46 cents a barrel, trades at $74.43 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. And the U.S. dollar index this morning down 27 basis points, trades at 86.51, which impacts the international, the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian loonie bumps up 99 basis points, trades at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 0.71 at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 37 basis points, trades $1.23. The British pound exchanges at $1.45 U.S., up 34 basis points. And the Swiss franc moves up 28 basis points against a declining U.S. dollar, trades at 87 cents U.S. The bond markets, the mortgage markets, that might be old news. I'll pass on that for right now. Back onto the news basket here. We've got a lot of material on the browser, collected a lot of stuff over the weekend, things to think about, things to talk about. This story makes me sick, makes me want to puke, but this is what it is when you deal with God's children and you support a bunch of Neanderthal Ashkenazim batards. And this is real. Israel intercepts Gaza-bound aid ship, killing 10. This is update 2 by Jonathan Furziger and Caleb Ben-David. Yeah, right. Good Irish fellows there. May the 31st, Bloomberg, new news. Israeli commandos killed more than 10 pro-Palestinian activists after encountering resistance while intercepting a flotilla of ships carrying humanitarian aid supplies to the Gaza Strip, the Israeli army said. Reminds me of the words of Nabil Jabbar, the author of the book, Rumbling Volcano, a Christian Egyptian. He said, you can always tell the Jew. He's the one that cries out in pain as he strikes you repeatedly in the face. So is the case this morning. Turkey's foreign minister said relations with Israel may suffer irreparable harm, and wouldn't that be nice? Well, German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle said his country was deeply concerned, and France said it was profoundly shocked. Israel said its forces were attacked with knives, guns, and clubs after they boarded one of the vessels in the Mediterranean Sea, and four soldiers were wounded. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, in his book, read it so many years ago now, remarked that if only they had known at the time, they would have resisted to the last man. They would have taken up axes, they would have taken up clubs, they would have taken up knives or anything else, but they didn't. They just quietly went, got in the trucks, and off they went. Millions and millions died in Ukraine and elsewhere in Russia as the Mensheviki and Bolsheviki horde swept over the Tsarist Russia. Here's another quote. What we have seen this morning is a war crime. Saeb Erekat, the Palestinian Authority's chief peace negotiator, said in an emailed statement, a war crime. Again, put it up on the tote board. God's chosen. They love blood. They love blood, and especially on days like today, when people decorate the graves of dead. A dead cult, a blood cult. But anyway, what can you say about that? The international community must take swift and appropriate action. Now let's just keep our eyes peeled on what kind of swift and appropriate action the international community takes on this one. The six ships in the Freedom Flotilla came from countries including Sweden, Greece, Turkey, on a mission aimed at breaking Israel's blockade of Gaza that organizers pledged would be nonviolent. Israel had warned it wouldn't let the ships reach Gaza and called the mission's propaganda trick aimed at making it look bad. There's nothing that anyone must do to help make Israel look bad. Israel's actions make them look bad on their own. Israel's stocks fell the most in 4 days. As if anyone really cares, Bloomberg, how gross. Of course, we have to think about it from the standpoint of finances, especially when you're dealing with New York City, and Bloomberg, and Israel. U.S. visit. The commando operation came a day before Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to meet in Washington with President Barry the Usurper to discuss a U.S.-backed indirect peace talks with the Palestinians. I wonder if they will clamp Benjamin Netanyahu in shackles and lead him off for war crimes. Well, don't hold your breath. They didn't do that for Jorge Bush either, or his father. Aboard the ships were more than 500 people, including European members of parliament. The audacity, the hubris, the chutzpah, and Swedish-backed author Henning Menko, according to the Free Gaza Movement, which organized the trip, Israel regrets the loss of life and did everything to avoid it. Did they? Why didn't you stay the hell off their boats and vessels? You did everything that you could to avoid it? Deputy Foreign Minister Daniel Ayalon said. He said the organizers had ties to terrorist organizations. Terrorist organizations. And called the ships an armada that made a premeditated and outrageous provocation, right? These people make me want to vomit. Turkey's foreign minister called the raid inhuman. 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 These Neanderthalers are more likely inhuman themselves. They may not even be they may be nothing more than just a distant cousin to Homo sapien. And it said it may cause damage to our relations that will be impossible to repair, according to the statement emailed by the ministry in Ankara today. Hamas, the militant movement that controls, by democratic election, by the way, Gaza, called on the Palestinian Authority to break off peace talks with Israel. Open fire. The Israeli army said passengers opened fire on the commandos and also attacked them with knives and clubs, according to an emailed statement. The statement said two of the weapons used were grabbed from Israeli soldiers. Really difficult to do that from a distance, don't you agree? It's kind of like, you know, Black Bart and the pirates swinging on board a vessel and the people on the vessel protecting themselves from known gangsters, thieves, thugs, and murderers. What would you do if you saw armed Israelis coming in your direction? Israel has restricted entry of people and goods into Gaza since the territory was taken over by Hamas in a democratic election in 2007. Well, we'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And back to this account of these barbaric assault and atrocity committed by Israel over the weekend against these humanitarian aid relief workers and the vessels that they were bringing into Gaza. Turkey's NTV television showed footage of helicopters dropping armed soldiers onto a ship in the dark and of bloody passengers being treated on board. Funny. Sounds like our SWAT teams coming into houses in Missouri, shooting dogs. SWAT teams coming in the middle of the night, breaking in, armed, and shooting children. Throwing in flash grenades. Where did we learn these tricks? From the Mossad? Very likely. Turkey, again, showed footage of helicopters dropping armed soldiers onto a ship in the dark. What would you do in the dark, my friends? A passenger said the raid started around 4:30 a.m. and that the ships were attacked with live ammunition and tear gas. Anybody remember the USS Liberty? How about the coal? Benjamin Ben-Eliezer, Israel's industry and trade minister, expressed sorrow over the deaths, speaking to Army Radio from a conference he attended in Qatar. In Gaza, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh called for the suspension of peace talks. His speech was broadcast live on Al Jazeera television today. Hamas is considered a terrorist organization by Israel, very much the same as I probably considered a terrorist by the United States government. The U.S. and the European Union, Israel, fought a three-week war in Gaza. That's that 21-day cluster bombing and phosphorus bombing of these people. It's like shooting animals trapped in a box, my friend. It's like fishing in a barrel. Absolutely heartless. No soul. No soul. They've given up their soul to their god, Baal, or El, or Isis, you name it. What a mess. Israel fought a three-week war in Gaza Strip starting in December 2008 that it said was meant to stop Hamas and other militant groups from firing rockets into its territory. Bottle rockets. And other little homemade devices. It has been negotiating a prisoner swap again with Hamas. This goes back to an article reported earlier. To exchange a captive Israeli soldier, Gilad Shalit, for about 1,000 jailed Palestinians. Again, the hubris. one Israeli worth 1,000 Palestinians. Well, Israeli bombing and ground operations during the war destroyed thousands of houses across Gaza. And Israel's restrictions on construction materials have prevented Palestinians from being able to rebuild. We wouldn't want them to have all those terrorist supplies like 2x4s and rebar and concrete. Turkey's foreign ministry plans to summon the Israeli ambassador to explain the raid on one of the ships that carried many Turkish passengers. The state-run Anatolia News Agency reported. I like the phrasing here. Turkey's foreign minister plans to summon the Israeli ambassador. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall on that conversation? A group of about 500 protesters gathered outside the ambassador Gabi Levy's residence in Ankara, Turkish television reported. Very interesting, but whenever you see something like this, one of our listeners this morning sent me this link. This is the Jewish Internet Defense Force, the JIDF. The JIDF. The leading the fight against anti-Semitism and terrorism on the web, coordinating concerned citizens around the globe, promoting Jewish pride. knowledge and unity. How about racial supremacism, Jewish supremacism, and Israel advocacy? Here's a couple of quotes, and you can just go there and look at it for yourself. Just do that. www.thegidf.org. Thegidf.org. There's a whole variety of things that you can do here today. Gaza Flotilla, Wikipedia, continues to be a proxy for anti-Israel propaganda. How you can help Israel win the PR war happening now on Twitter. Israel National News features the JIDF takes the fight for Israel online. Blah, blah, blah. Israeli commandos open fire after being attacked with axes and knives by Gaza Flotilla peace activists. Obama to skip Memorial Day, laying of the wreath at the Arlington National Cemetery. Blah, blah, blah. New Zealand bans kosher slaughter. You ever seen that? Jewish community shocked. The American community, the Protestant community, would be shocked to watch kosher slaughter. Anyway, there's more to that, but that's the news from that front. Let's go to this front. What an affront that was. But nevertheless, where did they get their weaponry? From the United States, largely. What they don't manufacture themselves and sell back to us. This article, war bill approved as Afghan conflict tops Iraq in cost and troops. Brian Fehler writing this for Bloomberg. Friday's news. The U.S. Senate approved a $60 billion war funding bill last night as the conflict in Afghanistan has exceeded the Iraq war in annual cost and numbers of troops. Senators voted 67 to 28, not exactly a divided House there, for the measure, which goes to the House for consideration next month. Opposing the legislation were 26 Republicans and 2 Democrats. What happened to the peace candidates, huh? The vote came after lawmakers rejected a proposal to require Barry the Usurper to submit a non-binding report outlining when he plans to end U.S. involvement in the almost 9-year-old Afghan conflict. Do you remember that, friends? I do. Jorge Bush, stepping, fetching, crowing, and braying about how the United States was entering the first war of the 21st century. He was so proud he was busting his buttons off his britches, strutting his stuff. The American people, the article continues, deserve an answer to the question, how much longer? And Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold, who sponsored the amendment that was defeated 80-18, the funding bill we'll add some $30 billion more to the almost $300 billion we've already spent in Afghanistan with no end in sight, he said. The bill would set aside about $30 billion for Obama's plan to send an additional 30,000 troops to Afghanistan. Why is it that that number keeps coming up? And an additional 30,000, and an additional 30,000, and an additional 30,000. Where are they finding all these troops? Probably coming in from Mexico and other places in South America and around the world. This is your free ride to American citizenship and the GI Bill. The administration has said it intends to begin bringing them home in July of 2011 without specifying when it plans to complete the withdrawal. Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin, a Michigan Democrat, who, by the way, did an excellent job excoriating Lloyd Blankfein, didn't he? Said requiring Obama to report when he plans to withdraw U.S. troops altogether would signal plans to abandon Afghanistan to the Taliban. That's right. We don't want to talk about withdrawing our troops because it would give those people in the caves kind of a boost up, moral support. Unwise message? That would be a particularly unwise message to send while the Taliban is doing everything it can to convince the Afghan people that U.S., NATO, and Afghan troops are unable to protect them. It's amazing, isn't it? With the entire military-industrial complex arrayed against the Taliban, that the Taliban stands so resilient here 9 years later, and they're still holding their ground. Quote, I think it's reasonable for the president to tell us his plan, said Dick Durbin. We need to have an exit strategy. I wonder if they have that on recording. Maybe there's a tape someplace and they just play it from time to time on the floor of the House. We've been hearing of an exit strategy and a call for an exit strategy for 9 years. We'll be back.
cutting edge talk radio online worldwide at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And closing out this article again in regards to Afghanistan and the increase, the escalation in Afghanistan. Off of the Bloomberg website this morning, Bloomberg News, you can certainly find the whole article for yourself. But they talk about a big, messy process, but we are making progress. Making progress. We're going to talk a little bit about progress if we have time in our study from John Stuart Mill. Continuing here, it says the troop numbers, the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan eclipsed those in Iraq this month, with about 94,000 in Afghanistan and 92,000 in Iraq. 186,000 men and women. According to the Defense Department, the troop buildup is one reason why Afghan war costs will top those in Iraq this year for the first time since the U.S. invaded Iraq in 2003. At least that's stated properly. Again, these wars of aggression, unprovoked. The legislation would bring total Defense Department funding for the Afghan war to about $100 billion. With Iraq costs this year amounting to approximately $60 billion, last year Congress gave the Pentagon $92 billion for the Iraq war and $56 billion for Afghanistan. Notice the Congress gave that to the Pentagon. Where did the Congress get it? Well, they printed it. They printed it out of thin air. They stole it from you, took it away from your spending, increased your cost of living through inflation. All of the hidden taxes, that's where they got it. Congress gave nothing. They gave nothing but their assent. Total war cost this year would be more than the annual total in all but 2 years of former President George W. the Shrub Bush. War costs peaked at $187 billion in 2008 amid the troop surge in Iraq. The total dating to the beginnings of the two conflicts would reach about $1.1 trillion. Of course, that's most likely government accounting offices, best accounting practices, and that number is probably far from the truth. But it's what's put out there for public consumption. Infrastructure differences? Even though there are similar numbers of troops in both countries, the conflict in Afghanistan costs the government more per service member, in part because the country's infrastructure is more primitive than Iraq. That's right. That's right, my friends. That's right. The big kid on the block going in with a stick, beating the hell out of the younger one, the smaller one. Yeah, that's what we do in Imperial America. In one country, you're working with a country that has an infrastructure, and in the other case, you're working with a country that does not. Why are we there? Bombing hell out of these people without even an infrastructure. No running water. Well, we left Baghdad in ruins. No electricity in many of these homes. If you want to even call the hovels homes. You have to airlift a lot of stuff into Afghanistan, they said. Airlift a lot of stuff. That's the stuff. All this stuff. The military-industrial complex supplies to the military. All this stuff. The bill sets aside $13 billion to pay for a Department of Veterans Affairs decision to expand the number of ailments presumed to be tied to the use of the defoliant Agent Orange during the Vietnam War. Ancient history. It sets aside $13.4 billion to pay for a Department of Veterans Affairs decision to expand the number of ailments. What is it going to provide? Studies, paperwork, determinations, rulings. Agent Orange, Vietnam War, Decoration Day, Memorial Day. When will we learn? When will we learn? Lawmakers expect 86,000 veterans on their survivors or their survivors to be eligible for retroactive compensation totaling $12.3 billion. Another 67,400 new claims would be filed costing $1.1 billion, according to the Senate Appropriations Committee. When will they learn? Will they ever learn? When will we learn? When will we stop returning these batards to Congress? Some of these individuals who have themselves become institutions in the Congress and in Senate and all these various and sundry agencies. What a debacle. An embarrassment. Truly is. There's more news. Let's see what we've got over here. Yeah, let's hit this one. I thought this was rather interesting, just for a few comments in the article. This one, Bloomberg again. The usurper faces a no-win dilemma in taking ownership of oil spill, the headline reads. Of course, they don't use the usurper yet, but they will eventually. Edwin Chen, writing this for Bloomberg Friday. By claiming ownership of the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, Barry the usurper may stem criticism that he hasn't been sufficiently engaged. Now, why is the president claiming ownership of the Gulf of Mexico debacle? Political stunt, perhaps. But there's a contract being formed here, a verbal contract being formed here, a shift in responsibility, authority, and accountability. Again, avoiding political fallout from what may be the nation's worst environmental disaster will be more difficult. If there was anything that would have helped propel Barry the usurper to a re-election in 2012, it would have been an expeditious and intelligent, articulate, and decisive response to this British Petroleum attack on the United States coastal waters. But that's not what happened. He must be being set up to take the fall in 2012. Here's a quote. It really is a no-win situation, said Democratic strategist Mike McCurry, who served as former President Bill Clinton's spokesman. Comes around. Here's the quote. The consequences environmentally could be dreadful and last for a long, long time. Well, congratulations, Mike. Maybe you finally got up on the internet and found out a little bit about this. While the usurper vowed that BP PLC would, quote, pay every dime they owe for the damage, close quote, the consequences from an ecological catastrophe could also ripple through the economy. Duh! No-brainer. In an hour-long White House news conference held, we all saw, we talked about that on Friday. Any of you that took the time went up and looked at it. You know, I had my team, he says, in the Oval Office. Barry, we ain't playing half-court basketball here, son. He says, I take responsibility. This is so important. Obama said it's his job to get this fixed, close quote, adding, quote, I take responsibility. I thought BP had the responsibility, Barry. And now he takes the responsibility. You watch. This is going to roll over onto your back, my friends. They're going to transfer. They're going to shift the responsibility from BP to you. But look at the blowback here now. This may be a lot more revealing than other discussions about blow-up prevention valves and so on and so forth. He, that would be Barry the Usurper, suspended oil exploration in two areas off of Alaska, canceled pending lease sales in the Gulf of Mexico and those that were proposed off Virginia's coast, extended by 6 months a moratorium on deep water drilling permits, and suspended operations at all 33 exploratory wells being drilled in the Gulf of Mexico. That's not to be drilled. That is suspending operations at all 33 exploratory wells being drilled in the Gulf of Mexico. On a visit today to the Gulf region, his second in Louisiana since the disaster began, the usurper took a short stroll on Foreshawn Beach. Who gives a flying Melinda? At one point, he squatted down and examined some tar balls that had washed up. Yes, and Jesus knelt in the sand. Those that are without sin cast the first tar ball, right, Barry? Good stunt. Says, you're not alone. You'll not be abandoned. You'll not be left behind, he added. We're all in this together. Republicans, such as strategist Karl Rove, have sought to draw parallels between the usurper's response and that of former President Jorge Bush after Hurricane Katrina devastated the Gulf Coast in 2005. And there's more to the article. I'm already tiring of it. What a fraud. What a hoax. Goes on and talks about the top kill and other things like that. A lot of discussion has come up over the past few days in regards to the use of certain chemical dispersants by BP in the Gulf. Here's an article. Let's see if we can jump to that one. Bring it up. There we go. In the Gulf spill, BP using dispersants banned in the United Kingdom. This off Publica. Journalism in the Public Interest. You can find it at propublica.org. This is by Marion Wang. A little older article, but an interesting article nonetheless. The two types of dispersants BP is spraying in the Gulf of Mexico are banned for use on oil spills in the UK. I guess it's an assault on our coastal waters by England. It is a war, isn't it?
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Revel Path. Sundays.
And back to this little article, a blog, thepropublica.org/blog, and so on and so forth. You can find it up on the web. The Gulf spill, BP using dispersants banned in the United Kingdom. Dropping down a little bit further in the article here, BP is using two products from a line of dispersants called Corexit, C-O-R-E-X-I-T, Corexit, which the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, data appear to show it's more toxic and less effective on South Louisiana crude than other available dispersants, according to Greenwire. I don't know, you'd have to follow up on who is Greenwire. We learned about the UK ban from a mention on the New York Times website. It goes on, continues, drop down a little bit further. As we've reported, Corexit was also used after the Exxon Valdez disaster and was later linked with human health problems, including respiratory, nervous system, liver, kidney, and blood disorders. One of the Corexit products also contains a compound that in high doses is associated with headaches, vomiting, and reproductive problems. Sounds like something that pharma would sell on the evening news, wouldn't it? No. Go ask your doctor and see what they think. Maybe Corexit's for you. BP has defended its choice to use Corexit. A BP spokesman called the product pretty effective, close quote, quote unquote there, and said it had been, quote unquote, rigorously tested. It's not testing other dispersants, he said, because it's focusing on stopping the oil spill. They disputed claims that the product is harmful to the environment, telling Reuters that Corexit's active ingredient is an emulsifier also found in ice cream. That ought to let you know. Don't touch the ice cream, folks. Don't touch the ice cream. Let's go over here. What's this doing? Trying to pop something up. Well, jump over this one. Sometimes we have to follow the money. And in following the money, I found this website. Corexit is a registered technology. This off of a website from Nalco, N-A-L-C-O. This is the company. This is the corporation behind the product, Nalco. www.nalco.com. Nalco.com. N-A-L-C-O. find out about it for yourself. This is what they say on the front page of their website. Prompt deployment of Nalco Corexant oil spill dispersants is one very effective and proven method of minimizing the impact of a spill on the environment. When the Corexant dispersants are deployed on the spilled oil, the oil is broken up into tiny biodegradable droplets that immediately sink below the surface where they continue to disperse and biodegrade. This quickly removes the spill oil from the surface drift, reducing direct exposure to birds, fish, and sea animals in the spill environment. By keeping the oil from adhering to wildlife, Corexit dispersants effectively protect the environment. Of course, there's no mention here as to what it does to the fish and whether they have headaches and vomiting and nausea or sudden death. Nalco also, well, I should say, one of the really great advantages here, of course, would be to minimize the visual impact of the sheen on the surface. It disperses it, and it immediately clears up visually the spill. And it's rather interesting how that works. They have a video that you can watch, oil dispersants and how they watch or how they work. On the home page here, there's an oil spill dispersants and how they work video that you can watch to get an idea how this Corexit technology functions. Nalco also offers a Corexit technology designed for shoreline protection and cleaning. It has been specifically designed to remove a wide range of crude oil and petroleum products from contaminated shoreline surfaces. You can do much the same with kerosene and a brush, too, you know. But would you actually clean things up with kerosene? Including certain vegetation. Major test programs at both Louisiana State University and the University of Miami clearly showed that Corexit EC9580A can save mangroves and marsh grasses if applied early after oiling. So there's the statement in favor of that. And then there's much other news that you can look at, but I like to follow the money, so let's jump in here. And we're going to go in over here, and we're going to jump up to board and management, corporate governance. Rather interesting. I'm going to wait for this to open. I thought I had it open already. Let's take a look at some of these cast of characters. J. Eric Firewald, the chairman and the chief executive officer. Let's look a little bit at his bio. Coming up, loading. Got so many things in my browser, it's moving rather slowly. Here we go. J. Eric Firewald joined Nalco as the chairman and the chief executive officer in February of 2008, following a 27-year career at DuPont. That'll get your hair to stand up straight. From 2003 to 2008, Mr. Firewald served as a group vice president of agriculture and nutrition division of DuPont. Did you think that they had a nutrition division in DuPont, the same people that make gunpowder? Amazing. Agriculture and nutrition division of DuPont. From 2000 until 2003, he was the vice president and the general manager of DuPont's nutrition and health business. That's why I would imagine that you could find Corexit in your ice cream. Mr. Firewall attended the University of Delaware, where he received a B.S. degree in chemical engineering. He's probably well steeped in BS. He has also completed the advanced management program at the Harvard Business School. Enter Elena Kagan, enter Barry the Usurper, enter Lawrence Summers. In addition to serving as chairman of Nalco's board of directors, Mr. Firewald serves as a director of the Eli Lilly Company, the Society of Chemical Industry, the American Chemistry Council, and as a trustee of the Field Museum in Chicago. Let's go back up here and take a look at the next one of these cretins. Interesting list. It gets more interesting as it goes along. This is from Carl M. Casal. Carl Casal became a member of the board of directors in October of 2008. Again, we're looking at the board, the corporate structure, the corporate governance of Nalco, the manufacturers of Corexit technologies being used to clean up and disperse the oil in the Gulf. Carl M. Casal became a member of the board of directors in October of 2008. Mr. Casal was named the executive vice president and the chief financial officer of Monsanto Company on September the 1st of 2009. Prior to that, he was the executive vice president, strategy and operations at Monsanto since 2007. Executive VP, North America and Latin America, North America from 2003 to 2007, and Vice President, North America from 2000 to 2003. He began his career with Monsanto as a sales representative. Isn't that how Monsanto was originally founded? A sales representative founded the company. Mr. Cassell has a BS degree in agriculture. He probably learned all of his BS there, but he got it from the Oregon State University, and he has an executive MBA from Washington University in that interesting city known as St. Louis, which is not just a city, but it's almost a state. It's almost a country. It's King Louis. Anyway, here's another one. Rodney F. Chase. Just walking down through the governance board here. Rodney F. Chase became a member of the board of directors in May of 2005. Mr. Chase is a former deputy chief executive of British Petroleum. That would be a real nonpartisan kind of an idea there. He's not connected. And served on the board of BP for 11 years. And you wonder why they're using this product? He retired from BP in April of 2003 after 38 years of service. You're asking yourself, why does BP use Corexit if it's toxic? Well, maybe Rodney Chase has a little bit of influence there. During his career, Mr. Chase had major responsibility for the sale of BP Minerals and the acquisition and integration. You know, this is the time of M&A, mergers and acquisitions, and the acquisition and the integration. Remember, I was asking, why don't we have any English or American companies, you know, doing the exploration and bring our natural resources to the marketplace? Well, Mr. Chase here was involved with the acquisition and the integration of Sohio, Britoil, Amoco, Arco, Mobil, Castrol, and Veba Oil, together with the disposal of BP's holdings in Ruhrgas. He was instrumental in the creation of the TNK-BP, BP's Russia business entity. He was the deputy chairman of TNK-BP until May of 2004. Spent a little bit of time in Mother Russia, hasn't he? Mr. Chase now serves on the board of Tesco PLC as the deputy chairman and the senior independent director. What we're talking about here is the interlocking boards and councils. Go back and look at the writings of Rene Wurmser, the foundations, their power, their influence. Understand the idea of interlocking directorates, boards, and councils. He's also the director of Tesoro Corporation, non-executive chairman of Petrofac Limited in the Channel Islands, joined Lehman Brothers in 2003 as a senior advisor, previously served as the director of BOC PLC and Diego PLC in London.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, Memorial Day, Decoration Day, May the 31st, 10 two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, in the first hour. Discuss this horrible assault of Israel against the humanitarian relief headed in for Gaza. Unbelievable. Unbelievable indeed. Certainly you can find that article and much more on the internet this morning. It's going to go viral. Transition from that into a little bit about the economy, acceleration and the ramp up, the buildup of Afghanistan and that bloody mess over there. A little bit more about Iraq and the bloody mess that continues there. But blood seems to be the order of the day for the military-industrial complex. The Decorations Day, we'll talk about Decorations Day in a moment. But right now, we're up to our neck in graft, corruption, and interbred infestations at Nalco. Who is Nalco? Well, of course, they are the manufacturers of Corexit, this toxic material that's being used as a dispersant in the oil geyser, aftermath of the oil geyser, the leaking Macondo while Macondo gently weeps in the Gulf of Mexico. And here we're into the biographies. For those of you that are just joining us as we're joined in this second hour by AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Certainly you can always find the archive of both hours of this broadcast up on the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. Just look at the link on the left, Show Archives, click on that, third down from the top. Just kind of an alphabetical arrangement there. Certainly not the number three guy on this network. There are so many fine hosts and so many other archives to listen to as well. But three down from the top, you'll find Become Vocal Local. Click on that and voila, well over a year's worth of broadcast index ready for your use and research. This, again, the biography of a Richard B. Marchese, one of the members of the board of directors for Nalco. You can find the website yourself, www.nalco.com, N-A-L-C-O, the manufacturers of Corexit technology. Richard B. Marchese, well, he probably says Marquise or something, but Marchese is the way it looks like to me, a real cheesy fellow here. Richard B. became a member of our board of directors in May of 2005. Marchese served for 14 years as the vice president of finance, the chief financial officer, and the treasurer of the Georgia Gulf Corporation. Retiring at the end of 2003, prior to 1989, Marchese served as the controller of Georgia Gulf Corporation, the controller of the resins division of Georgia Pacific Corporation. The resins division, you know, we get around these big pulp paper mills and whatnot, lumber mills and whatnot. You have a lot of what they call liquor produced in the ponds and elsewhere that they need to get rid of. And so they've come up with all manner and sundry of clever ways of using that resin. You know, that resin is useful, there's no doubt about it, but it's also waste products, and certainly Corexit may be a carry-on from that ideology. It's the idea of using the byproduct of manufacturing aluminum to make fluoride. What do you do with it? Well, I don't know. You could spray it in the air over the cities of America. They do that too, you know. Mr. Marchese is a member of the board of directors of Blue Lynx Corporation, where he serves on the audit committee, and is a member of the board of directors of Quality Distribution, Inc., where he serves on the executive committee. Of course, all of these, you'd have to go back in, go through, and find out all of these other corporations and take a look at them as well, because you'll find, as I've found time and time again, the interlocked nature of these various boards. You think you're dealing with thousands and thousands of corporations. You think you're dealing with all of these completely, you know, free market groups and organizations? Not really. At the top, they're about one and the same. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, that would make a dandy YouTube video to post to people, the manufacturers and makers of the Sea Panel. One of our sponsors perhaps could take a dip down to the Gulf and scoop out some of this contaminated water from the Gulf of Mexico, run it through their Sea Panel and see, test the water and see how well they're doing against Corexit and some of the other glop that's in that water today. Anyway, here's another cast of characters from Nalco, the manufacturers of this toxic soup that they're putting in to disperse the oil. And it works quite well. If you look at the video, boy, it cleans it right up, makes it look good. You know, an appearance is everything in America. What does it look like? How do you think? How does it feel? Paul Norris, been a member of our board of directors since February 2009. Mr. Norris is a director and non-executive chairman of the board of Sealy Corporation. Oh, I love my Sealy Posturepedic. He was chief executive officer of W.R. Grace and Company from 1998 through May of 2005. Also was chairman of W.R. Grace from 99 through 2005 and was the non-executive chairman of Grace from 2005 to January of 2008. He's currently a non-executive member of the Board of Grace. know how many of you have ever read Eric John Phelps' The Vatican Assassins, but there's a lengthy section in there, if my memory serves me right, on the W.R. Grace Company. By the way, I was up on the internet over the weekend, and I noticed that the copy of Vatican Assassins that I have, a first edition complete with a DVD, CD-ROM, or I guess it is a DVD-ROM or whatever it is, some people are offering as much as $500 a copy for that book. I had no idea it was of that value. Anybody wants to buy a copy at that price range, I have a good one. I'll sell it. Take the highest bidder on that one. Again, Wounded in the House of Our Friends, isn't it? The Vatican Assassins, Eric John Phelps, 8.5 by 11 with the CD in it. You want a copy of that book for your library, I'd be willing to part with mine for the right price. Let's go back in here and look at some more of these critters, closing out their board of directors. So important to follow these people. This fellow here, a Douglas A. Pertz, P-E-R-T-Z. Douglas Pertz became a member of our board of directors in 2004. Pertz is the former president and chief executive officer of Clipper Wind Power, PLC. Curious. I don't wonder whether he has any stocks in Clipper Wind Power. Don't wonder whether he might have some stocks in the carbon trading scheme. Certainly he wouldn't be one of these green agenda folks, would he? He wouldn't have anything to gain from an oil spill, would he? A position he held from September of 2008 until March of 2010. Oh my goodness, just days before the spill. Prior to that, he was the chairman and the chief executive officer of IMC Global, one of the world's leading producers and marketers of concentrated phosphate and potash crop nutrients. Wouldn't have any interest with Monsanto, I doubt that. Chemical fertilizers, anyway. From October of 2000 until IMC merged to form the Mosaic Company. There's a little browser to do. In October of 2004, blah, blah, blah. Mr. Pertz served as president and chief executive officer of the IMC Global and as the chief operating officer of IMC Global, blah, blah, blah. Prior to joining that, he worked with Culligan Water Technologies, a leading manufacturer and distributor of water purification and treatment products. I don't imagine he holds any stock there. He's also a member of the board of directors of Compass Minerals International, Inc., and Bow Water Incorporated. Do Google up Compass Minerals International, Inc. Let's pick another one of these guys, just going through the board of directors. This is the follow the money process that we can do quickly on the internet whenever we come across the name of another one of the cast of characters involved in the Macondo project, Daniel Sanders. Daniel Sanders became a member of our board of directors in January of 2005. Mr. Sanders is the former president of ExxonMobil Chemical Company and the vice president of ExxonMobil Corporation. No conflict of interest here. I would imagine he still has stock in Exxon. Didn't we hear that Ken Salazar and the Interior Department and the Minerals Management Service were in a partnership with British Petroleum and ExxonMobil? Of course, it took Janet Napolitano to refute that little bit of nonsense, but there might be truth to it. He retired from ExxonMobil on August the 31st of 2004 after 43 years of service. You know where his heart lies. Probably the same place that his stock shares lie. In 1988, Mr. Sanders became the executive assistant to the chairman and the president of Exxon. And in 1990, he was appointed senior vice president of Exxon Company USA. In 1992, he became worldwide president of Basic Chemicals Group of Exxon Chemical Company. And in 1994, became the vice president of human resources of Exxon Corp. He was named executive vice president of Exxon Chemicals in 98 and president in January of 1999. He was named president of Exxon Mobil Chemical Company in December of 99 when the two companies merged. He's the chairman of the Board of American Chemistry Council and the past chairman of the Society of Chemical Industries. He currently serves as the director of Milliken and Company, Arch Chemical and Celanese Corporations, and so on. Mr. Sanders received the Society of Chemical Industry Medal in 2005. These people are just interesting, aren't they? No wonder they all are just raking in the chips. Now, here's another one, Mr. Sanders. Oh, well, let's see. We already covered this one. Let's go back to that and pick up the next fellow, the last one. Close out this little discussion. Rather interesting here. A Mary Van de Weg. Mary M. Van de Weg, the only woman on the board. Mary M. Van de Weg became a member of our board of directors in July of 2009. She's been an executive with Lockheed Martin and J.P. Morgan. And is currently on the faculty of Georgetown University. Oh, enter the Jesuits. W.R. Grace, hello. McDonald School of Business is professor of finance. She was senior vice president of finance for Lockheed Martin from 2006 to 2009. She doesn't have anything at stake in the military-industrial complex, does she? From 1996 to 2006, she was the CEO and president of Forte Consulting, consulting on mergers and acquisitions, capital structure, corporate governance, and other financial and management strategies to enhance shareholder value. During that time period, she also served as executive residence and finance professor at the University of Maryland Smith School of Business, began her career in 1983 at J.P. Morgan, where she held a variety of positions and rose to the rank of managing director. She has a B.A. in economics from Smith College, an M.B.A. in finance from Dartmouth Tuck School of Business, and she's a member of the board of directors of Brown Advisory, an investment management company. Well, that's Nalco. They make Corexit, and that is being used to disperse the spill in the Gulf. And here's the last news article for today. Rather interesting piece of news sent to me by a listener, and I always appreciate getting your news and always use it. But when it fits into the day, I'll bring it out. States passing budget cuts onto local government. And we'll pick that up on the other side of these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
This is an Associated Press article that I'll share with you now. States passing budget cuts onto local governments. This is going to be kind of one of those stories that we're going to hear more and more and more about in the months and perhaps even years ahead. This is via David Lieb, or Live, an Associated Press writer, Saturday, May the 29th. Relatively new news. Jefferson City, Missouri, right here in our own state capital, confronted with severe revenue shortfalls, some states have found a convenient way of softening painful cutbacks and avoiding statewide tax increases. They've passed the buck to their counterparts in cities and counties. Well, as we talk about becoming vocal local, of course, this is an opportunity for us to excel. We need to be there. We need to be prepared as globalism, as I've said in the past, transitions from global to local. We become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns and our cities and our counties and our states. Well, they're passing the buck now to the cities and the counties. That means we're going to have to come in and work with our sheriffs and our city councils and our planning boards and our building departments and let them know, not no, but hell no, to unearned grants and aid so that they can understand fully that whenever people reach their hands out for unearned grants and aid, those bags of shekels, the shackles of control, are inevitably clamped on. But as the tap is shut off for federal and international community grants in aid, the cities will have to be more resourceful. And that means that the cities are going to have to cut back. That means that the weaning process off the great teat, Uncle Suck, the great teat in the sky, the weaning process will begin at home. And again, this is where we can be most effective. So let's continue with the article. Traditionally, many states help bear the cost of jailing inmates. There's so much that we need to understand about this jailing inmate process and how much money has been made by creating jails locally in the county jails, a county that has absolutely no crime or very little crime. All of a sudden, they're out there building a big jail. Why? Well, because they can bring inmates in from the big cities and get paid on a daily basis to house these criminals. Yeah, they had one quarter of an ounce of pot, and they're doing 10 years, right? Paving roads, okay, bear the cost of jailing inmates, paving roads, running libraries, and providing other services in local areas. And again, look at the international community here, the international financial community involved in all of this. Think about the cost of the bonds. I don't know whether these apply to this morning or last Friday, but the bonds, the two-year bonds are 0.77%, 10 years are at 3.28%, and the 30 years are at 4.20%. So there's bond money that's out there all the time, floating these bonds to do public improvements, very low interest rates, very poor yield, but it is a place for some people to park U.S. dollars, USDX. Continuing here, now states are paring back their payments, leaving local leaders to decide how to make up the difference. In other words, the money flowing from the state to the counties and to the cities is dwindling. They're shafting counties big time, complained Gene Oakley, the presiding commissioner of Carter County in rural southeast Missouri on the other side of the state under the panhandle. Missouri has reduced its payments to counties for holding prisoners and given local police the responsibility for conducting stings on undercover drinking and smoking. Stings on undercover drinking and smoking. That's some activity that could just be curtailed and save a lot of money, wouldn't it? Yet, Missouri lawmakers have declined to change a law preventing counties from making their own mid-year budget cuts. So they're saddled by legislation that help, you know, that prevents them from being able to continuously adjust their and revise their budgets downward to match their funding. How would you like to have somebody come along and say, no, wait a minute. That's not your checkbook. That's the people's checkbook. You have to spend every penny you have in your checkbook annually, or you'll get nothing more from Uncle Sark. Well, that wouldn't work for you, it wouldn't work for me, and it won't work for these small towns. They need to have complete autonomy in establishing their budgets and responding rapidly to changes in income and outgo. Similar cost shifting is occurring across the nation, from Arizona to Maryland to Michigan to Mississippi, and more is likely to come. States have already closed more than $174 billion in budget gaps during the 2010 fiscal year, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. The NCSL says three-fourths of the states are projecting shortfalls next year. Three-fourths of the states are projecting shortfalls next year. You see the trickle-down economics here? Totaling an additional $89 billion, a figure which has been rising. Local governments must face many of the same economic problems as states, including declining sales or property tax revenues. Now, here in southwest Missouri, in McDonald and Berry County that I'm aware of for sure, our assessor's office says, well, they've always kept the assessed valuation of the property low, and so it's not reflected in the fact that nationally, the property values have declined. There will be no change in your property tax assessments this year because we've always kept it low. Well, you're going to hear all manner and sundry of excuses. I like to think of it as excusitis. They'll keep coming up with a new excuse every day, like a new disease. But they're trying to do everything they can to deal with this declining sales and property tax revenues. People don't have the money here in the nearby town. I live in a little town that has hardly anything for business in it, but the nearby town, Cassville, they're seeing a continuing decline in their sales tax take, as they call it, a sales tax take and a property tax take, and that's hurting them. They're having to adjust their bottom line, and that's a good thing because most of the stuff they squander money on are needless expenses in this socialist mommy state that we live in called Missouri. Perhaps happening right where you are, too. In a recent national survey, municipalities blamed reductions in state aid for a third of the more than $56 billion shortfall they faced for 2010 and 2012. These are real numbers. Well, they might be phony numbers, but they're numbers nonetheless. They're looking at shortfalls, and they're looking at big ones. In effect, we had to double the cuts we normally would have had to make, said Chris Bradley, deputy budget director for Maricopa County in Arizona, the Sheriff Arpaio's territory. The fourth largest county in the U.S., quote, we had to cut to cover our own revenue shortfall, then we had to cut it to cover for them. cut. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Maybe we'll teach ourselves the difference between want and need in this time of economic deprivation. State aid to Maryland counties has been cut to levels not seen since the early 1980s. But remember also the cost, the differential in the dollar. A dollar in the 1980s went far further than a dollar in the year 2010. And if they're seeing numbers now that equal the 1980s, this is a massive cuts. These are massive cuts, and it's a good thing, said Hartford County Executive David Craig, president of the Maryland Association of Counties. Some local governments are considering tax hikes on cell phones, utilities, and soft drinks to help cover the shortfall in the states, he said. And this is where we need to become vocal local. We need to speak truth to power here. We don't go around finding new ways of pilfering taxes. We cut back on spending. Cut back on spending. We do not need new tax hikes on cell phones, utilities, or soft drinks to make up these bloated budgets. Here's another quote. The governor was talking about doing more with less. I said, well, we're doing less with less. Craig said, well, isn't that what everyone in America would do? Isn't that what a reasonable person would do? It's about time these finance executives got a checkup from the neck up and realized that the Keynesian school of economics was a flawed model from the beginning, and it'll be a flawed model in the future. It's time to say no to John Maynard Keynes and his insane idea of spending our way to prosperity. In Missouri, Some sheriffs are concerned about a cost-saving move to merge the state water patrol into the state highway department. Well, yeah, state highway patrol. I can agree with that. Cannon County, well, we'll pick up the sheriff story on the other side. We've got a local story on sheriffs as well. Be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I do so much want to talk to you a little bit on John Stuart Mill today. I would have liked really to spend the whole 2 hours on it, but there was so much news on the browser this morning. We just had to kind of take a look at some of this because it's impacting us. It's impacting us all, and John Stuart Mill is long past, and we can get to him tomorrow and the next day if necessary. But again, continuing from this article, letting us know that things are changing financially. There's this little fluctuation. There's this little butterfly who flaps his wings and creates tornadoes, as we discussed last evening with Michael Vail and Vicki Davis on the Vantage Point in regards to the work of Irvin Laszlo and so many other of these co-creationists. And if you missed that broadcast, folks, it's on the archives of Vantage Point last evening. You might enjoy that broadcast. It was certainly fun. Michael didn't have the opportunity of visiting with Irvin Laszlo. He was in Italy and unable to join us on air, but we look forward to a time when he will and come and bring this co-creationist message once more to the Oracle audience. It's so important for us to understand what they're doing. But continuing, any agency that has a lake has got their fingers crossed at Camden County Sheriff Captain Gary Bowling. He said, "We're struggling to keep officers and cars on the roads. There's no way we could start responding to waterborne emergencies at this point." In other words, this idea of combining or merging the state water patrol into the state highway patrol. But the state highway patrol, my friends, is a military organization. Is not to be, you know, be very careful. Be very careful. These kinds of shifts and changes, these concentrations of power need to be on your radar screen when they happen and follow them carefully. But there's more to this little story about sheriffs and whatnot here locally. For now, nearly 2 years, if my memory serves me right, if not 2 years, fully one, we haven't had a town clown. We haven't had a peace officer in town. Why? Because the budget just doesn't allow it. I've never slept so well, although I still am irritated by neighbors and their problems. I think we can resolve it without resorting to law and justice. Anyway, we'll try and see what we can do, but let's, you know, keep our fingers crossed. Maybe we could do without cops for a while. That would be a blessing, wouldn't it? At least you don't have to worry about having your door crashed in the middle of the night and having someone come in and shoot my dog and then shoot me. Because they're at the bottom of the government flowcharts, counties or cities typically cannot pass along the financial woes inherited from the states. But some state officials say it's appropriate for local governments to share the pain. Share the pain. I can feel your pain. Pain. Change. When revenues were good from the state, the counties shared in that wealth, and they were quick to lobby for additional revenues, said Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Charlie Shields, quote, "So when times are tough, I probably would say the same thing is going to happen." And I think that's a good thing. Some states are sharing larger portions of the financial distress than others. California this year borrowed about $2 billion from local governments' property tax revenues, which will have to be repaid with interest in 3 years. It also took redevelopment money and transportation funding from local governments. Again, this is a very, very good thing. Every time somebody's ox gets gored, it brings more people to the truth. The truth about the error of their ways. It wasn't until the National Animal Identification System came along in the work of the Ozark Property Rights Congress and Russell Wood and I know her email, but I'm Doreen Hans, who I've interviewed several times here on the broadcast. Doreen Hans. It wasn't until Doreen Hans' work and her husband that the whole specter of the National Animal Identification System was revealed and laid out before the cattlemen of Missouri. It wasn't until their ox got gored, so to speak, figuratively, that they came down out of their castles, if you will, off their ranchos. You know, when you have 1,000 or 10,000 acres and you have thousands of head of cattle or more, and you live in a nice house, a ranch house, maybe a 100-year centennial farm, it's kind of insulated from the rest of the world, and so you don't notice some of the things that are impacting others, and you worry, well, it doesn't impact me. It's, you know, it's the old story. They came for the gypsies. I wasn't a gypsy. They came for the Catholics. I wasn't a Catholic. They came for the Jews, and there was no one for me, right? But it's this idea of when you can see that someone's ox is being gored, that's a good time to become vocal local and to get out and work with those people. Because when the bottom line is revealed to all, we are all in this battle together. And so it's a good thing. Some of this stuff, this is good. look for the silver lining. Michigan has cut money it shares with local governments by over one-third in the past decade. Local governments have responded by closing parks and fire stations. Parks and fire stations, you know, that's the place where they park those big Tonka toys that were given to them by grants and aid. An 80-20 program usually from FEMA. This is how your state senators and your state congress whores, or your federal congressmen, obtain public buy-in for the FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning program by providing fire trucks, Tonka toys, to small fire departments, by providing new militarized equipment for your sheriff's department, your police department, your first responders, and all of that. This is a good thing. Let's close down a couple of these fire stations, especially when all they do is sit around and have meetings to meet or go out and burn a building down. I don't know how many times lately. This past year, I watched the newspapers. and almost every place that catches a fire gets burnt to the ground. Could just about have well done that with the bucket brigade. Didn't need a $190,000 FEMA fire truck to stand there and watch a building burn to the ground. You could keep the grass from burning and catching the next door neighbor's house on fire with a garden hose. Anyway, Michigan, again, has cut the money it shares with local governments, closing parks and fire stations. Some Minnesota cities have already trimmed back on payroll, children's library programs, and public ice skating parks because of cuts in state aid. State aid. I've been at planning meetings and public meetings here in southwest Missouri, where you get people who come in from the coastal areas, usually big cities. They come into the small towns, and they come in, and they came here for one reason. They came here because it was a real nice, quiet, rural country neighborhood, you know, nice country, easy living. And then the first thing that they do is they immediately repair to the planning and zoning boards and councils, and they call for the same freebie public services that they had left behind in the city. If they wanted to live in the city, why didn't they just stay in the city? If you want to live in the country, then live a country lifestyle. And don't drag your museums and your swimming pools and all the rest of the claptrap with you. At least that's my opinion. Oakley, the top official in Missouri's Carter County, said the county may have to consider laying off one of its two sheriff's deputies to help offset cuts in state aid. Well, maybe that will stop some of the nonsense about burning down people's marijuana crops and other things. Continuing, Oakley says, I think it's grossly unfair. They need to look for more ways to make government in the state capital lean before putting it on the back of the counties. Well, there's truth to that as well. So that's the news for the news. Here's a little bit out of the Americana, the Encyclopedia Americana. Just because we always hear about Memorial Day, but we don't track it back a little bit further than that. This is Decoration Day. Before anybody jumps up and says, oh, my, you know, this guy, well, my grandfather served in the Army in World War I and then in the Navy in World War II, and my father served his 20 years in it. He began as a flight instructor in the Army Air Corps and retired at the rank of major, having instructed many people on B-17s and B-26, the Martin Marauder and all that through the war years, and then continued as a multi-engine specialist, a command pilot, flew the Arctic Dew Line, distant early warning system, search and air rescue in the SA-16, and big transportation planes. I think it was the C-130. I could be mistaken on that one, but I believe that was the craft that he flew. My brother, younger brother, served in the Navy, submarine division, I guess. My older brother, John, served in Vietnam. I thank God that I don't have to go to the wall and see his name written, but he came home. And I gave him a job when he came home and a place to live. And after several years, he was able to regain his sanity and has led a very productive life ever since. Of course, in about 1969, I left my home and family home in Alaska while my brother was in Vietnam, and I went south into the lower 48, and I joined in on every anti-war demonstration that I could find. So six of one and half a dozen of the other, it all depends on how you serve your country. You either deal with the victims and the symptoms, or you go after the disease. And in my opinion, the disease has always been this imperialistic aggrandizement, militarized war process of the United States of America, and the views I held in the 1960s and 70s remain today. I'm as appalled by what's going down in Israel today as I was what was happening and threatening the life of my brother John in Vietnam so many years ago. But Decoration Day, this out of the Encyclopedia, a holiday observed in many states, is an occasion for decorating the graves of soldiers killed in the Civil War, because it goes back a ways. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live.
Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So in the morning news this morning on Bloomberg, I came across an article that talked about or spoke toward the idea that Barry the Usurper is not going to be visiting Arlington Cemetery, laying a wreath at the on the tomb of the unknown soldier. But as a war president and as a usurper, as a Kenyan mulatto, you're in great contest, I would have to say, regarding his birth certificate and his birth records. Whether he's even qualified to serve or not, I consider him to be a usurper and will continue to consider him such until he provides the documentation that says that he's in compliance with our Constitution. But in the meantime, perhaps today and at least a couple of hours a day per week, as long as the war in Afghanistan and Iraq continues, perhaps Barry should be assigned the responsibility. He could become fully responsible. They could give him a scrub brush and a bucket of soapy water and have him go through Arlington Cemetery and wash all of those white crosses until they sparkle and shine. Maybe if he read some of the names and looked at the ground where those crosses go in and realize what he's actually doing, maybe he would have a little change of heart in regards to U.S. foreign policy. Perhaps he would get out of bed with the military-industrial complex, and certainly he's a champion of Lincoln. Of course, he's found the wrong party for that. I don't know how many times he and Michelle have slept in the Lincoln's bedroom, but Lincoln may be spinning in his grave. Anyway, Decoration Day, right out of the Encyclopedia Americana, 1951, a holiday observed in many states as an occasion for decorating the graves of soldiers killed in the Civil War, whether in national or private cemeteries, decorating the graves of the dead. Unbelievable. The custom of a Memorial Day, as it is otherwise called, originated with the southern states and was copied scatteringly on different days in some of the northern states. And so the South grieved the loss of their young more than the North initially. All in the spring for natural reasons. On May the 5th of 1868, General John A. Logan, then the Commander-in-Chief of the Grand Army of the Republic, issued an order appointing May the 30th of that year for Grand Army services in so decorating graves, choosing that day possibly as being the date of discharge of the last Union volunteer of the war. Of course, there's a lot of occult stuff going on in May. Things we've discussed in the past, we'll skip it for today. It is observed as a holiday in all of the states, with the exception of Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, and South Carolina. In Virginia, it is called Confederate Memorial Day. It is a holiday also in Alaska, the District of Columbia, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, the Philippine Islands, the Virgin Islands, and the Canal Zone. And there's much more to that we could go into, but I don't think we need to do that. This is also the day each year, traditionally, for years, where I would take my first extended hike into the mountains in Washington State, where I lived for many years. This is a really special day to me. It was really, for me, the end of winter and the beginning of spring, back into the mountains. The only sanity that I could find in a very, very difficult world to live in was to get out of the cities and get up into the mountains and quiet my mind and still my spirit and fish for trout in the high mountain lakes or ascend the top of the high peaks up there and commune one on one with nature and try and center myself after a week's work and having to go back to work again on Monday. And so I always took Memorial Day as the first big hike, the first long hike of the week of the summer hiking season, and I enjoyed it tremendously. Sometimes it really helps to go outside, get out of our houses, get away from the books. I didn't have internet at the time. It wasn't around at the time. But get away from all of this and just find yourself. This idea of who are we and whose are we? The Civil War, that time period. Revolutionary War as well. It was really easy for my grandmother to become a member of the Daughters of American Revolution. All she had to do was take the family Bible down and show the people there that our family had been on this continent longer than this country has existed in its present state. There have been a lot of sacrifices made in the past. Every male in my family probably has been impacted for hundreds of years. There's this land has been purchased at a tremendous cost. I know the history well enough, the Chippewa, the Pawnee, the Sioux, the Blackfoot, and so many others. The indigenous people, the Algonquin, the Iroquois, the Tlingit. They've suffered too in this imperial westward expansion. There's been coming quite a cost, a cost in lives, tremendous amount of money. But we've also lost a lot of our spiritual grounding in the process as well. Things that just can't be repaid with a wreath, things that can't be repaid with a bouquet of flowers laid by a marker stone. We have a system of government, a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, and it's a good system of government, perhaps one of the finest devised by man. Some don't like it. I think it's fantastic. We'll talk about it this week. I'd hope to get to John Stuart Mill. We're going to talk about John Stuart Mill this week, too. Very interesting person. Lots of ideas. A different class of thinker. A very profound thinker in many regards. Certainly a deep thinker. An excellent writer. But we'll come back to that tomorrow. But today, if you do have family members that are veterans of these various and sundry foreign wars, as difficult as it is for me to deal with that concept on a face-to-face thing, perhaps today would be a day to remember them, and if you're in proximity, maybe get together with them and talk to them and let them talk to you. Maybe they'll share something about their experiences. I know that it was exceedingly difficult for my brother to transition from Vietnam back to the United States. It took years and years and years. There are prices that we ask the young people to pay. Sometimes the ultimate price. I have never in my life supported war. I believe that war is a total failure of reason, that we give up. We give up and we stop talking. We give up. We stop trying to find understanding. And we resort to brute force, like natural brute beasts. And unfortunately, the young people are encouraged in this direction. Read an article in the newspaper just the other day where the recruiters are in, working with the young students near graduation time, trying to get recruits for their military aggrandizement and foreign imperialism. Our flawed foreign policy goes forward. But for a parent to encourage their children to embark on that without educating them as to all of the ins and outs and the ups and the downs, unfortunately, too often parents don't understand. They don't understand the influence of the Rothschilds. They don't understand the financial implications of war and the war machine. They're looking at blind patriotism and nationalism. And patriotism and nationalism is a good thing to a certain degree. But blind patriotism is a very, very wicked thing. It's not something that a parent would teach the children unless they'd learned it someplace else. This is inculcated on the television set. It comes in school curriculum. It even comes from the pastors and your preachers and your teachers. And so this is just a time when I think that it would be appropriate to reflect on this day of all those who've either bought into the lie or just signed up to it in the past, and to do everything that we can do to let this be the decade where we end this. If there's a big leap in 2012, let it be for an end to war. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again till tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word Oracle into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.